The investigation into what went wrong has already begun. NASA officials say they already have a few clues, but it may be months before the final answers are known. NPR's Eric Kneeler has the story.
Officials at NASA Space Flight Center in Houston have started piecing together the final moments of the shuttle Columbia. They're looking at flight information recorded by NASA computers, as well as clues to what may be in the wreckage of the spacecraft on the ground. NASA Shuttle Director Ron Ditmore.
We have implemented these contingency plans. We are preserving data. We are beginning thorough and complete investigations. We are mobilizing our forces, our engineers, our technicians, our safety and quality, our best experts to try and understand what went wrong.
During the shuttle's launch on January 16th, a chunk of insulating foam peeled away from the external fuel tank and smacked into the ship's left wing. This morning, sensors on that same wing began showing failures. Ditmore says the agency is appointing a panel of independent experts from the aerospace industry and academia to help them find out exactly what happened. A similar panel, known as the Rogers Commission, was appointed after the Challenger disaster in 1986.
It is our personal effort to learn the lessons of the past. It's mandatory reading for us to read the reports from the Rogers Commission on the Challenger accident. And it was all of our goals never to have to sit here in front of you and describe these events again.
Eugene Covert, professor of aeronautics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, was a member of the Challenger Commission. He says the first job is to check data held at NASA.
I'm sure by this point they've impounded all the pre-flight inspection records as well as the records on the various overhauls and mods that have been made on the machine.
Unlike a commercial airliner, there was no protected flight recorder, or black box, on board the shuttle Columbia. That's because information is constantly being relayed from the shuttle in orbit down to mission controllers in Houston. But Covert says debris from the Columbia will be a key to understanding the accident.
I think they're also very interested in getting the pieces that they can get because they often can tell you a story.
Already, the National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched a team from Washington to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. They're working with NASA teams at a command center on the base. The debris has spread across a wide area. As it's picked up, it will be collected and taken to a site in northeastern Texas where investigators from both agencies will try to figure out what happened. Ditmore says he expects NASA will learn from this day of tragedy.
Somewhere along the line, we missed something, or we're going to learn something new that we couldn't do anything about. But I guarantee you, we're going to fix it.
The investigation into the 1986 Challenger disaster uncovered major problems, from faulty equipment to the decision whether the launch should actually go off. The Rogers Commission report took 6 months and led to major changes at NASA. The officials there shut down the shuttle program for 2 years. Ditmore says he's put all future shuttle flights on hold until they know the root cause of today's accident. Until then, no one can predict the future of NASA's shuttle program. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.